It's time for the George Williams Show on FM Talk 106.5. George Williams, retired U.S. Marine Major, Vietnam veteran, retired federal agent, former vice chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, and world traveler, brings his wealth of information, sharing his thoughts on today's politics, and taking your calls and texts at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Hello, hello, hello out there in radio land. Everyone, I am George Williams, your host, and folks, we're so glad to be back behind the mic tonight. A lot is happening, folks. A lot is happening in Virginia, New Jersey, and New York City. There are elections. Now, we've got the results in already from the governor's race in Virginia. We'll go over all that later on. Our number here is 251-343-0106. And, folks, you can listen to us over the internet at FMTalk1065.com. That's FMTalk1065.com. We are on the internet, and we are so glad that you guys out there are listening in. Folks, these Democrats are crazy. They are absolutely crazy. The things that they're doing, especially when you talk about the not funding the federal government. I think it's 35 days now this is going on. And this is because they want to continue with Obamacare, which is one of the worst bills that they've ever passed, Obamacare. I know, because I have a relative who's affected by that. And I'm paying out a lot of money a month to help her out, okay? So I know Obamacare is a failure. And this is what the Democrats want. I'm suggesting to President Trump and to the Senate to use the law that we can stop this charade by the Democrats. Okay, that's the nuclear, what they call it, Philip?
Nuclear option,
folks. Please use the nuclear option. And I'm not too much worried about the bill where they're giving up all this money for people for food and everything. I went to Sam's tonight, and just a few things were $125. And I see people in there before tonight, okay? Two baskets a piece full of stuff. Must be $500. And they're getting all this free food. Folks, if you keep giving to people, they won't work. They expect you to give it to them all the time. Okay? I mean, you see people in there, men and women, 300 pounds. They're not starving. They're not starving. Okay? It's just that they get so much money from the government every month. They're getting these two and three baskets full of items. And they're eating better than you or me. Okay? Instead of give them so much money for a time period, and then you get out and you work. And you make the money. That is what the Democrats are all about, folks. Gimme. Gimme, 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 gimme. That's what they're all about. We've got to get out of that. We've got to get out of that. All right, a couple other things are happening. Right now, we're going to play Dick Morris because he's got some very good advice for us. Here he is, Dick Morris, folks.
Powell, the head of the Federal Reserve Board, is having a quiet feud, not so quiet, with Donald Trump. Trump understands that with mortgage interest rates at sky-high levels, and other interest rates still high, and the Fed only lowering them by a quarter of a point here, a quarter of a point there, that something fundamental needs to change. Basically, Powell is trying to hurt Trump by keeping interest rates high. and he's working with the establishment of the of both parties to try to defeat Trump in the midterm elections by high interest rates. Trump did his part in passing the big, beautiful bill with tax cuts that are kicking in now, which should avert a recession. But Powell is determined to try to play out the string by keeping interest rates high. It's a disgrace. He'll be gone in May, but we have to wait until then.
All right, Dick Morris. And that's very important because this guy Powell is an idiot. He's an anti-Trumper. And whatever he does, he doesn't care about the American people. All he does care about is trying to make Trump look bad, okay? If I was Trump, I would have fired him already. I would not have let him come back, okay? Trump want the interest rates low for you out there, for me if I wanted to buy something. And the Democrats are supporting Powell. Why? Because they want to make Trump look bad. That's it. It's not about the people, you the people, or us, the people. It's about Trump. Everything is about Trump. When you ask him a question, even Jeffries, the head of the minority in Congress, they ask him a question, and he first name he mentions, well, Trump. Trump. That's all he's mentioning. Okay? So, Trump wants the interest rates lower. Power and the Democrats, and he's working with the Democrats, Power is, to keep the interest rates high for, like the, Dick Morris said, the midterm elections. Okay? This is what the Democrats are doing. They're doing it for the people again who are against Trump. But guess what, folks? It's not going to work. It is not going to work. The air traffic controllers haven't gotten their pay. Trump got some money for the military. But some of the other agencies are not going to get paid. And that is all because the Democrats want to keep the Obamacare bill active, to extend it. That's what they want. But I say, Trump, use a nuclear option. Get the government back to running. And why should we be afraid? You know, if they take over the House and Senate, they'll do it. All right, so when we take it over again, we'll do it. Okay? But I think it's an emergency, and that's what we should do. The Senate should do. The House has already passed the bill. It's already passed. The Senate is holding it up. And you have those idiots like, who's the guy from New Jersey, the Senator Brown? He's an idiot, okay? He used to be the mayor of Newark, New Jersey, and he ran Newark into the hole when he was a mayor. He is definitely an idiot. And now he's their senator, and he's worse as a senator. So what we need, Republicans, are guts. We need that, folks. I keep telling Republicans, you need guts. You need guts. And then you look at this election. Now, Spanberg has been declared the winner for the governorship of Virginia. Now, the lieutenant governor, she was running to replace the Republican governor. Now, the NAACP, now, does anybody know what NAACP stands for? That stands for the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. Now, it was created in 1909 by a white female to help the blacks. Okay? Now, because of Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, some of those others, they have converted the NAACP over to the Democratic Party. And now the NAACP is nothing but a conduit for the Democratic Party. Now, when we come back, I'll explain to you why I say that. They are dangerous, in my opinion. The NAACP is dangerous for America. For America. And for black people. Because black people are following them. They're following them. And I will tell you when we get back who have not followed, who did not follow them. And you'd be surprised. Okay? So we'll be back after these messages, folks.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome back, folks. Our number here is 251-343-0106. And you can also hear us, folks, on the web at fmtalk1065.com. All right, getting back to the Virginia race. Winston Sears, she's a former Marine. She was a lieutenant governor of Virginia, and she was running for the governor's seat against a lady who had plenty of problems, and she should not even have been in the race, okay? She was a white female, and Earl Sears is a black female. And the NAACP, which I told you what that acronym means, National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, endorsed her over the black female. The NAACP. Now, the NAACP is supposed to be representing black folks. It just shows you that if you're black and Republican, they're not going to, support you. Okay, we know that. I look at the head of the NAACP in Alabama, and he and I get into some strong conversations about that. Okay, yet when the NAACP have their national convention, they request what? What do they request? ID, but when it comes to the states asking for ID, the NAACP try to fight it. They fight against ID for voting, but they require it for when you come to their conference. What a bunch of hypocrites. What a bunch of hypocrites, folks. This is what's happening in America. Now, there was one man who was so smart that when he started his movement, this was back in the early 50s, he did not start it under the umbrella of the NAACP. And that man is Dr. Martin Luther King, the late Martin Luther King. What he did, folks, was he started his own movement. And guess who was involved with that movement? Jesse Jackson. Andrew Young. Ralph Abernathy. All of those black preachers. And he was a preacher himself. All those black preachers. They created the Southern Leadership Conference. SCLC. Southern Christian Leadership Conference, they did not demonstrate or go under the wings of the NAACP. And I can understand why. I can understand why. Okay? That's what they chose to do. And that was the umbrella in which they marched under. That was the umbrella. So when Martin Luther King passed away, Then you had those creeps, Jesse Jackson. Then Al Sharpton got involved. They all got involved. They all got involved with the NAACP. And that's where it is today, folks. It is nothing but a conduit for the Democratic Party. When you have a black lieutenant governor, female, former Marine, running to replace the governor, and you have a female who has such a bad record, a white female, and I normally don't like to get into this black and white stuff because it tees me off when the Democrats doing that. But I have to illustrate this. The NAACP endorsed the white female over the black female only because the black female was a Republican conservative, folks. And that is disgraceful. Disgraceful. So that's what happened. And guess what? Guess who else endorsed her? The minority leader of the Congress, Mr. Jeffries, and other political Democratic officials. They endorsed Representative Lieutenant Governor Sears' opponent also. So it is definitely a disgrace. And then when we talk about that, Mr. Mondami, who should win this election in New York, and I'm sure he will, and I'm glad he will, because we need to see how bad New York City turns out. Okay? And they all endorse Mondami to be the mayor of New York. All of them, all those Democrats, just about endorse him. And he is definitely a socialist, communist socialist. He is definitely. The things he wants to do to New York is frightening, folks. Very frightening. He wants to, some of the things he wants to do is provide money for those folks, provide free rental, housing, free housing, all this stuff he wants to do. Now, where is he going to get the money from to do that? You know, I know a lot of it is just garbage talking, okay? Because there's no way he's going to be able to do that. But he's convincing the voters. And guess what? They're with him because he's saying he's going to give them all this free stuff. All this free stuff. And they love it. The voters love it. They love it. And then once, that's why I said, let him get elected. Because once he can't do it, he can't act on that on those promises, then the people will be up in arm. Okay? They'll be up in arm. But this is what he's saying. And I've been listening to his speeches. Now, they're looking at the governor's race in New Jersey, and it's pretty close, pretty close, pretty close. Got a long ways to go yet on the counting, but I tell you, I can remember when I left Daphne at the age of 10, my mother, father, their 8 children. And we went to New Jersey, and New Jersey was red. New York was red. Pennsylvania was red. Massachusetts was red. Connecticut was red. Then all of a sudden, in the 60s, folks started coming in from all over the place, in the 70s, all over the place. Now every one of those states are blue. They're blue. Which is a shame, because last year I went back to Paterson, New Jersey for my high school reunion. And it is unbelievable. They have a Muslim mayor, and they play 5 times a day loudspeakers all over the city. And it's called the call to prayer in Paterson, New Jersey. And even the police department, which I was a member of before I went to the feds, the state took it over. Took over the Paterson, New Jersey PD. And they still voted for that mayor. And he's still the mayor of Paterson, New Jersey. So now they have a governor who's running. And he's behind right now. I hope he wins. I talked to some of my friends there. I hope he wins. But that is it. Now, why is all this happening, especially with this immigration situation? This is my opinion, folks. My opinion. And I'm not going to get into it until after this break, because we've got about two more minutes, a minute and a half before the break. But there's a reason. There's a reason why these blue states are welcoming all of these illegals into their state and into their cities. There's a reason to their madness. And I'll get into that. Why? But, folks, you know, Trump started off really fast on getting the illegals out, but there's so many in here, and these large Democratic cities don't want them out of here. So they're hiding them, and they're doing everything in their power to protect these illegals. Okay? Now, do we think the illegals don't vote? No, folks, they vote. The Democrats know they vote. They know they will vote. And according to our Constitution, only U.S. citizens are allowed to vote. Not legal residents, but U.S. citizens are allowed to vote. Okay? But they don't care about that. They don't care about that. And that's another reason why they don't want ID for voting. There's a reason why they don't want ID for voting. We'll get into that after these breaks, folks. But let me tell you, we got a lot of trouble ahead of us, which is facilitated by these Democrats. A lot of problems. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome back, folks, to the George Williams Show. We are on a mission. We are on a mission. And it's about a five-point plan for that mission. Number one is to keep every Democrat out of office that we can. Vote them out. And number two is convince all of these, especially black Democrats, the older black, because we're getting a lot of blacks to come over to the Republican Party, or at least vote for Republican candidate. But that, you know, the mission trying to turn these Democrats to get them to get off of that sinking ship, the USS Democrat, it's very difficult, folks. Very difficult, especially for those blacks that are in their late 40s, 50s, 60s. They are Democrats, and they are staying Democrats, okay? I've met a few of them who said they're not going to vote for the Democrats anymore, but the majority of them are doing it. And you ask me, why are they like that? Now, folks, I'm going to tell you a secret, okay? And I think I've said it before. But remember, and those folks who are voting for the Democrats, they're not remembering when we were younger. When we were younger, before the 1960s, before Martin Luther King started, blacks were Republicans, folks. They were Lincoln Republicans because it was Abraham Lincoln who started the Republican Party. It was him. So my family, my father, mother, grandmother, grandfather, great-grandfather, great-grandmother, they were all Republican. And here's what happened, folks. In 1964, when Kennedy got killed, Johnson took over. He was a Democrat from Texas and one of the most shrewdest, corrupt person in Texas at that time. That's what I was told. Once he became president after Kennedy's death, and I remember this, folks, although I'm not that old now, but I remember that. It was future President Gerald Ford, who was a congressman, and Senator Edward Dirksen. They got together with the Republicans in the House and in the Senate. They decided to support a Voting Rights Act and Equal Rights Amendment law. They convinced President Johnson to go along with it. President Johnson was very devious. And he realized that this was a good way to get black folks to come over to the Democrat Party. Okay? I know this because I know my parents and grandparents had many conversations. And I was a young guy, but I remember them talking about it. And I remember my grandfather and grandmother talking to my mother about switching over, and they did not. They did not want my mother and father to switch over to the Democratic Party because they felt it was a trick that President Johnson was using on the black folks. So what President Johnson did was he didn't have to convince the Republicans to vote for the bill. He had to convince the Democrats. Because remember, folks, it was the Democrats who fought the Republicans in the Civil War. It was the Democrats who started all of this racial separation. It was the Democrats, not the Republicans. Okay? So he convinced them, and you know, if I name some of them, you folks my age would know who they were and all that. But, you know, Jesse Helms and all of those guys. Okay? And guess what? It worked. Johnson convinced them to vote for it. And there were about 30 of them, the old Dixiecrat. And most of them was racist as hell. He convinced them. And once he did, and they signed the bill, Johnson was talking about what the Democrats have done for blacks, to free the blacks. Now, blacks were free during the Emancipation Proclamation. Abraham Lincoln did that. So Johnson convinced, and it was a good move, I'm telling you. I didn't like it. I don't like it. But that's what happened. That's what, because he was a very, in my opinion, a devious person. But he knew black voters. And after that bill was signed, all of a sudden, blacks were switching over to the Democratic Party. And my grandparents were so angry at my mother and father. Okay? They were so angry. And at that time, my mother and father couldn't even vote. because blacks were not allowed to vote at that time. And I remember those days. But they were still angry. So fast forward that up to now. And a lot of people ask me, white and younger black, why are the Democratic Party, why are the blacks voting for the Democratic Party with what they did to them? And then once I explain that to them, I tell them to go and read it, read about it. They're very surprised that blacks were that naive to believe President Johnson and the Democratic Party. And you see it now. So that's why Martin Luther King, he was a Republican. And I was told by one of the individuals who was with King when he was shot, killed, that they were all Republicans. They were all Republicans. And I remember the last time Martin Luther King voted, that's when Richard Nixon was running. And they had him with the, in the boot, and he was walking out of the voting booth, and they asked him who he voted for. He said, I voted for Richard Nixon. I remember that, folks. And with what this person told me, it was true. They were all Republican. But after that bill, they had convinced the black folks to vote Democrat because, and they lied to the Democrats, to the black Democrats. They lied. And they're still lying. They're still lying. So this is why so many black older voters are still voting Democrat. And someone told me the other day, it's because they're so dumb. It's because they're so naive. And it's also because the Democrats like to give away a lot to the Democratic voters, to black and white voters. That makes them, the voters, want to come back and vote for them because they know they're going to do this, they're going to do that, they're going to get this, they're going to get that. So this is a situation with blacks who are still voting for the Democratic Party. And it really hurts because when you know the truth of what happened in those days and what you hear today, it is such a lie that the Democrats are saying today that happened during those days. Okay? It, folks, it's such a lie. It is. And fortunately, I'm that old. I'm old enough to know what really happened. What really happened. And when you see the National Association of the, for the Advancement of Colored People voting for a white Democrat female over a black conservative Republican, folks, you know something is wrong. Something is wrong. And then you also know that the Democratic Party is supporting the candidate Mamdani in New York. Okay? It is truly incredible in my eyes. It is definitely incredible. So that's why, you know, I'm the chairman of the Alabama Minority GOP in for the state of Alabama. So I'm traveling all over talking to black people, trying to put some sense into their head, folks. I admit it's hard. But you know, we are getting, we are reaching to the young folks. As a matter of fact, you've heard about these historic black colleges like Alabama State, Alabama A&M, Tuskegee University. They are starting chapters black young students are starting Republican chapters in those colleges. All over the U.S., they're starting them. And you know who's partially responsible for that? Charles Kirk. Charles Kirk. So these are the young blacks. So the Democrats' time is limited, folks. It's limited. All right, now we get to, excuse me. Now we get to, now I'm looking at TV, and you see Al Sharpton raising Mandami's hand, raising his arm, okay? Al Sharpton, I remember when I was a military recruiter, 67, 68, in New York City, and Al Sharpton was a, they call him the boy preacher. And across from the Apollo Theater, and we had an office at the, right next to the Apollo Theater, if you look at it, it's on the left side, upstairs. And who used to be out there preaching with a hat or some for people to put money in? It was Al Sharpton. It was Al Sharpton. Okay. And for him to support Mandami, it doesn't surprise me, though. Not really. Because he's a creep. Al Sharpton is a creep. It doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me. But I still got to get to the point after this break. We got about a half a minute. Why the Democrats are supporting illegals in America to come to America and to stay in America. Why are they supporting them? That's very important. That is very important. And after this break, folks, we're going to get into that. We're going to get into that because this is very dangerous for America and for the American people. We'll be back after this break.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome back. Welcome back, folks. And we are still on that mission. We're on that mission. Now, let me tell you why the Democrats are supporting the illegals against the U.S. government. And they are against the against the U.S. government, okay? First of all, when an illegal come over here illegally, and also when someone come over legally, when they come over legally, they have an I-151 card that allows them to come over here legally, okay, and to get employment, to get a driver's license, and work towards U.S. citizenship. That's what it does. It should take 5 to 10 years. Okay? That is the good thing. That's a good thing. Now, illegals come over here. Oh, okay. Also, when legals come, when they come over legally, they're vetted, folks. You know, I spent over 12 years overseas, working at the embassy as a DEA agent. And when someone come to the embassy, it's a lottery. They call it a lottery, folks. They can enter the lottery. If they win it, then they fill out a whole bunch of papers. And the embassy does a background check. They're vetted. Okay? If they're vetted and they're criminal and all that, they don't get it. They stay there. We don't want any criminals, additional criminals in America. And once they do that, and they pass the investigation, they will get an I-51 card, and that will allow them to legally come to the U.S. Once they do that, then they are allowed to get a driver's license and get employment. They're allowed to do that. But they must carry that I-51 card with them 24/7. Okay? And they're told that. 24/7. If you're not an American citizen and you're here legally, you better have that I-151 card on your possession. Okay? So they know that. They are aware of that. Now, when you come over here illegally, you cross the border. And let me tell you now, it's not just the southern border. The Canadian border was just as bad. Okay? And I'll give you an example. When I was in Brazil, and the Brazilians, I found this out, what they were doing, so we notified the authority. They would pretend that they want to come to the U.S. So they would pretend that they would book a ticket for Montreal. And then the plane would stop in Florida or New York. So they have to catch another plane. What they were doing was once they got to New York, they would get off the plane and just disappear. And the same thing in Florida or Los Angeles, they would get off the plane, they would disappear. Okay? So once the authority knew that, they started saying, okay, here's what we'll do. We'll bring you to New York, we'll bring you to LA, we'll bring you to Florida, Miami, and you'll be in the holding area. You couldn't leave that holding area. And then you would have to board that plane and go to Montreal or other parts of Canada. So once we notified the authority of that, then that stopped that, okay? Now, what they used to do is once they got the ones that were in Canada, once we started doing that, folks, then they started booking directly to Canada, and once they got into Canada, they would just walk across the border or drive across the border and just stay in America. That's where you have, when I went to, in 2008, I was a delegate, I went to the convention, the Republican convention in St. Paul, and I saw so many folks from Africa there and Europe and the Middle East. And I asked one of the state troopers, where are all these people? Yeah, he told me they came right across the border. And they just stayed there. They just stayed there. And they get these slick lawyers and some of these Congress folks. And they are able to get permanent papers for America. That's what happened a lot. You wonder, where these people come from? And I always wondered, every time we had a census, yeah, I can remember when we had 250 million people, and all of a sudden we got 300 million. Where'd all those people come from? Where did they come from? And that's where they were coming from. So those folks, when they get here legal, they're vetted. Now those folks who come here and go across the border, come across the border in other ways, ships, as crew members, the merchant marines, they come in, they stay. They haven't been vetted, folks. They haven't been vetted. It's almost like the Cubans. The Cubans, when they came, the Marietta Boatlift and all that. Castro sent a lot of his Cuban prisoners here in America. And I was in law enforcement, and we felt it, folks. We felt it. Okay? And then you look at other countries over in Africa, Nigerians, Kenyans. those folks and from the Caribbean, especially, oh, Jamaica. Oh, my God. We have a lot of problems with Jamaicans coming over here and getting involved in criminal activities. Just like Venezuela now, folks. You know, they're not vetting these people. The Biden let, what, 12, 15, 20 million people here. None of them were vetted. Or the majority of them were not vetted. And that's why President Trump wants to get them out of here. Now, the big question is, why are the Democrats protecting them? Why are they protecting them? And I could tell you why. This is my opinion and several other people's opinion. Because they know 2, 3, 4 years ago, 5 years, those folks will be voting. They will be voting for them. And that's what happened in a lot of these cities. That's what happened in Paterson, New Jersey. That's what happened in Minnesota. In all those cities out there. A lot of those folks are illegals, but they're voting. That's why those blue states, a lot of them, do not want voter ID. They don't want it. They don't want it. And people, I've heard people tell me, they're not breaking the law. Yes, they are breaking the law. Well, how come they're not convicted or going to court? Why? And I'll tell you why, folks. And this is a secret that nobody can imagine, but people like me. Because the prosecutors are Democrats. And they know they need these people to vote for them. They're not going to take them to trial. You find folks going to trial in mainly red states and red cities. But the Democrats, they don't want to do it. That's why they do not want voter ID. That's why. And that is a fact. So hopefully somebody will bring this up to the Supreme Court so they could say, no one in America will vote without voter ID. That's what we need to do. So some of you lawyers out there, if you want me to put my name on it, I will do it. I will do it. That's what we need to do, folks. Okay? We need the Supreme Court to declare voting non-U.S. citizens cannot vote in American elections. We need that. So think about that, you lawyers out there. That's what we need to do. Let's do it. Let's do it. If not, it's going to be full of Democrats and they're going to change the Supreme Court and everything. We can't allow that. All right, folks, got to get out of here. Same time next week. Until then, Vicon Dales, everyone.